That's where we left off.
We need to give that a real thought there about doing something like that, I think.
Yeah. I think there's lots of questions that come up to it. So he's going to put the pole, and it's a pole. It's going to be on our property, but it's going to be in his name and go to his electric bill. And then is he just going to graciously pay for everyone to use it for in time, or is he going to start charging people? And I don't know. I think there's some questions.
Someone happens to get to the plug before it does. Now he can't use it. He's letting other people use it. He unplugs them because he's the one who put it in.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay. What if somebody else wants to put a pole over my first beach or second beach?
Right.
Yeah. For their boat. I don't think it's a good idea to even start something like that.
I mean, haven't they given permission to other people to do that? Second Beach has some, and...
Yeah, Second Beach has one already.
Well, the difference is Second Beach, that's owned by the association, not owned by a private person. So.
I know, but people are still using it, so what's the difference?
So in other words,
okay, yeah, me too.
So in other words, we as an association, if we want to have a pole there, we should put it in as an association, not have this guy put it in and him be in charge of it. That's basically what it comes down to.
That probably would be a better.
Yeah, you should consider it a public charging station. If you want to put one at Little Beach. It should be owned by the association, maintained by the association.
And who's going to pay for the electricity? Is the cost of the electricity used going to be by the association or by the people who are using it?
The association.
The association.
People use.
Should we then be giving out electricity to everybody else?
Well, everybody uses.
And
everybody uses electricity.
My concern is that if it is somebody in a private property doing it for gas meter, that's one thing. But if they are going to use it from an association meter, I think that's a different system.
I think we should do it.
We
on Second Beach, they all take turns using the power. There's another one on our
I don't really have a problem with people using it.
Yeah, but you're using association money to have other people use the power that's been generated through them. If we are doing it in a second week, that I think is wrong, but I can't fight that issue in terms of what has happened in the past. Someone should not be using association funds to benefit themselves, their private needs. I think that's an issue there. That's a conflict that is done as a president or otherwise. We should not be doing that. If somebody wants to put it on a private beach, that's a different story. I mean, one of my neighbors has one on his property, and he uses it for his pontoon.
You know, this whole thing, I use electricity for one thing, it's very little cost. It's
that's
no different than people charging their cell phones, going up there charging other things. There's really no difference.
It does, yes. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But cell phone, they use it for a half hour, 45 minutes, whatever they're there for.
I know.
Pontoon is there all summer. So it adds up.
Kathy has her hand up. Kathy.
I think that it's already being done at First Beach. People go to First Beach and use the electricity there, and they also use the internet at First Beach. I can get the internet from First Beach at my home, though I don't use it. But, you know, and they use the electricity at Second Beach. So I think that point is moot. I think the point of do we want to pursue this, but I would like to see some hard numbers on electricity, I guess, before I said, yeah. Like, how much money really is it? You know, does it matter? He's part of the association. Other people in the association can use it. So I think it's just like a bonus, you know, just like the tennis courts and the basketball. You know, it's like part of the association that everyone can use if they choose to. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. So if he's asking for it, I think we should consider it and look at the hard numbers of what is it going to cost us.
I think the main cost would be in the pole construction.
Right.
But if I can I just tell him he can just plug his boat into to First Beach or Second Beach and use the electricity there? But that his main concern is he's a new resident, he wants to buy a pontoon boat, and he asked me where he could, you know, where he can charge it. And that was one of his ideas, but to tell him
just plug it in.
Tell him to get it with a solar panel. I'll never have to charge it.
That's exactly what.
Yeah.
I did tell
him. I think that would be the way. Yeah.
I did tell him that. He wasn't aware that that was an option. I did tell him that, but he brought this up, and I told him I'd bring it to the board. So, Angela.
I would just if it's not a huge cost and something we want to do with the association, wouldn't we consider doing it at Third Beach before Little Beach? Wouldn't that serve more of a membership? I know that doesn't help this one particular member who's asked the question, but I guess if as a board, if we're thinking, like Kathy said, it's just like the tennis courts and the Wi-Fi at First Beach, if we're trying to serve the amount of resident in Third Beach first, and then maybe Little Beach.
Cindy, this is Hema.
Mute yourself.
I did.
Before we got our property down here, we got in trouble for using for plugging our pontoon in at the pavilion, even though people were using it to charge and cell phones. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with having other charging stations. I think you're seeing a lot more people that want pontoon boats.
But I mean, if you're going to do that, I would suggest that we recommend solar powered, so if that's not an additional cost to the association membership. If otherwise, you have the right to let anyone and everyone use the association property to do whatever they wish to do, I don't think that's the right way to do it.
Gary, put yourself on mute.
Is it Gary or
is
it Gary? Shut the window.
I feel like I'm in the ocean.
If Lee set up the meeting, does Lee have the power to put someone on mute if that happens?
We can.
I think as the organizer, maybe you can.
Yes. Yeah, actually, we do.
Okay. All right, and so what's the bottom line of this?
Well, I'm not a board member, but personally, we already have the provisions in place at Second Beach for the power pole and outlets, and instead of, for lack of a better term, junking up First Beach, we already have boats and pontoon boats, everything stationed at Second Beach. Why don't we make that a designated charging facility?
Agreed. Good idea.
Well, okay.
Let's do that.
Even if we extend that more out.
I'm good.
They do take turns over there. They are pretty good at sharing it.
It sounds like we don't have a problem. We just need to advise people where to charge.
Okay. All agree?
Yeah.
Yep. Sounds good.
I'm still opposed to adding to our cost. So I'm going to vote no.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't think we need to.
It's not a vote. We're just going to make the Second Beach a designated charging area. Because it's already being used as that anyway. So it's not like we're voting on something new. So we just let people know that's where the area is to go to charge.
Okay. I think also residents that don't have waterfront property need to realize, you know, if I don't have waterfront property, you may not have a space to put a pontoon boat and charge it.
Exactly.
Even if you live right across from the lake.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. So we did the financial report. And is there any committee reports that we need to do? Angela, you've been really good about keeping us all informed via email, so appreciate that. Anybody else? Evelyn, you're working with Angela, so no other committee
report? Sure, I'm hold.
Yeah.
Cindy, if I can just add, I have received nothing as far as the strategic plan from other than Kathy Sabo did, but no one else has sent any information to me so far. None of the membership has responded. I have left on the dam. I have left messages for Irene Haynes and for Brian Smith to get back to me. And now that the elections are over, I will pursue that with regard to the possibility of obtaining whatever state support we can, or at least find out how we can go about getting that information from them. So
right.
I will try to continue with that.
Thank you, Emma. As far as Corinne's report goes, at the last meeting, she had talked to us about hiring Malone and McBroom at a very discounted rate to develop our watershed management plan. So I just want you to know that I did sign the agreement with them so that they can go ahead and do ecological assessments and all that stuff. And the total was $4,900. So that's in process.
Great.
Any questions on it? No? Okay. So, old business, geese, as you all know, Evelyn has, she was going to do it today, and maybe we would have had time, but I thought that would be too overwhelming with two Zoom meetings. So she's going to join our January meeting, probably virtually again.
Yes.
Is there any other old?
Willing to do and be there whenever we need her.
Okay.
Our geese lady.
Yeah, since we don't have a December meeting, that would be good for January.
For January, yeah, I spoke to her.
Yeah. Is there any other old business that we need to go over? No? And there's no new business, right? Except for this. Yes, Kath?
I just wanted to, put the thought out there, because we're going to not be able to meet virtually after the pandemic is over, I mean, is there something that we could get into the bylaws this summer to make it so that we can meet virtually and when we wanted to hold meetings instead, during the winter months and stuff when everyone's not at the lake? So I think that's something that we should think about.
So we'd have to do another bylaw revision, right?
Yeah, I don't have no idea. I'd have to research it and see what the protocol is, if we can even do it by state law. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Cindy, you're right, because one of the things I was told is that you cannot have the vote. You can be virtually participating in the meeting, but you can't vote, is what I was told.
Yeah.
And that's not going to make any sense. So maybe we need to look at the bylaws.
That was the opinion that our council gave us the last time, that you can do virtual meetings as long as it's allowed by the executive order of the governor. But once the executive order has been rescinded, right, you have to go back to in-person meetings.
Right.
And you cannot, that's the law.
Right.
That precludes people like us from being participating in the affairs of the association, because we are not in town. We have seasonal cottages. We are not around there. And not everybody is resident in Connecticut to drive in for the meeting.
But that's why the nominating committee set the board up, Emma, so that there's probably a quorum of year rounders here, so that you can still participate, but there would be enough of us to vote, I guess. I don't know.
Vote on, yeah. But I think maybe if we address on the bylaws that there is people can participate and their vote can be counted in terms of membership, that would take care of that issue.
It's a state law, Emma. We don't have the choice, even with our bylaws. It's the state that requires you to be in person.
Evelyn?
When I did board meetings at UConn Health, they were allowed to call in and vote. Sometimes that was the only way we got a quorum. If they attended a meeting via a conference call number. That doesn't count if we have to do it that way.
I think we have to do a little more research on this.
Yeah, I mean, because you kind of say state, you know, I mean, it's state-owned. It's a state business, so I can't. And we had some executives that were all over the place that could not always attend in person.
But Evelyn, it's not a town or it's not a municipal tax district. Municipal tax districts are under separate state law that require in-person participation, and the only way you got around that was with the executive order. And you know, Adam Cohen has been clear on that. We had that issue back in the spring that before you were elected a board member that the you needed a quorum in person, that the board members could participate but could not legally vote on issues. And remember, the nominating committee changed it, and plus the fact that most board business, official business, can be conducted outside of the winter, unless we had an emergency, could be conducted when people are actually at the lake in the spring and in the summer.
Let me look into seeing if I can find the written stats on that, and I'll just send it out to you guys, just so we're clear, okay? The state stats.
Today's technology, that just seems so out of date.
I agree.
I'm not disagreeing with Ed. I'm sure what he's saying is absolutely true, but I have to imagine, because COVID's not going away anytime soon, that has to be looked at again. As the way that we always did things is not going to be the way that we go back to doing things. You know, in recent calls with the state and working, you know, what I'm going through my school district right now, we're talking about wearing masks really on the next 2 years. We're talking about next year's school year being another complete and utter shit show. So I cannot imagine... I can't imagine that that's something that they're going to look at, because I don't think what has always been normal for us is going to be the same thing. And I think the issue was before, everyone didn't have the technology, right? But now we've all been forced to with our jobs, with our students. Like, everyone is forced to have this technology, and the families that can't afford that, there's all kinds of programming to make sure everyone has that kind of access. So I would be shocked if that's not something that changes. So again, it's worth looking into, but I'm certain that it is absolutely accurate, but I just can't imagine it's something that the state isn't looking at and talking about changing given all that's going on. And I know our local town council came back together once in person and was like right back to doing it virtually, just because of what the numbers are. It's just not going away. So
I just wondered, in regards to our executive session today, when do we discuss the stuff that we discussed at the executive session to make it?
Well, I think, Jason, I think that we have to go into another executive session to discuss what we discussed in the executive session. And even when we vote on accepting the minutes for the executive session, we have to be in the executive session.
Right.
So, you know, we can talk about it in January.
Okay.
Can we do a special call a special meeting? I have to look at the bylaws
if it's an executive session and the public wouldn't be in part of it, I guess probably we could.
Yeah, so maybe we should do that while it's fresh in our minds before January.
We can do that.
Yeah, so I'll look at some dates and send you guys out an email. But I think that would be better than waiting till January, because there's too much going on.
Okay. Agreed.
Okay, so I'll schedule something.
Good. Thank you, Cindy.
Okay. Okay, so any other old business? Yep. And I think we're good. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion. I'll make it.
Second. So I think it's unopposed. Motion carries. Angela second. Evelyn thirded. So I hope you guys all have good holidays. Make the best of it.
Thank you. You too.
Good holidays.
Thank you. All of you, please have a wonderful holiday season and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too. Everybody take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
You
too.
Bye.
And stay safe. Bye.